B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, buddy. It's Joe.
God. You're still in town, Joffrey?
Uh-huh. How you been?
None of your beeswax. What do you want? Now, I'm in the middle of a show, Joffrey, and
that's
usually
so funny,
it's some personal crisis. What? Stop laughing at me when I'm talking to you. Why?
Hey, buddy, I'm here for you.
For what? I don't want to be there for you.
It sounds like we're a little down on ourselves today.
No, we're not today. Today is a good day until you called in.
What do you want? I thought you were out of my life.
It's about to get much better.
Pardon me?
It's about to get much better.
How is it going to get much better?
I know that you're a likable guy just like me.
I'm not like you. I'm as far from you.
We could be twins.
No, we couldn't be.
We're like brothers from different mothers.
No, we can't. I like girls. I like going to football games, baseball games. I play golf. You don't like that. You like going to flower shows. You like knitting and crocheting. And you're a perv, and you've been arrested numerous times for touching people. You sicko? What do you want?
I want to know what's it going to take to make you like me.
Are you crying again? It's not me that's got a problem. It's not me that's down or frustrated. It's you.
Look.
You are emotionally disturbed. I don't think you have any kind of self-identification as to who you are. You live at home. You got a butch beard wife that wears the pants in the family.
I know you're just joking around.
No, not really. No, I'm dead serious about you.
But I like the same things you like.
Like what?
Like dressing up and smelling good.
I've never in public worn women's clothing. I don't like going and doing dress up. I don't like going shopping.
What kind of a man doesn't like going out and shopping for some new duds so you can go out looking good and smelling good for the ladies?
You've never done it for the ladies. You've done it for men. But,
I've got the old ball and chain, so.
Yes, you do. Why are you calling, Joffrey? Why? You dragged me into a conversation with you when I want nothing to do with you.
Good times.
What do you want?
You want to go work out at the gym?
Nope.
Because I know you've lost a lot of weight, not the real credit to you.
Uh-huh. What about you? What about you? You in tip-top shape there, Joffrey?
Oh, you know, I think we all could probably stand to drop a few LBs.
A few LBs. What a creep.
That's just guy talk.
Yeah, that's just guy. So what have you been doing lately, Joffrey? Are you working outside the home?
I do some volunteer work, sure.
Volunteer work?
Uh-huh.
Like, what kind of volunteer work are you doing?
I like to visit people in comas. They can feel, they can hear.
Right, and what do? Read them stories and stroke their hair, brush their hair, and make sure that they look...
Now you got it, pal. Just like you would.
Answer this for me. How did you manage to get into a hospital with your track record to sit next to comatose bodies and touch them? How does that happen? How does a hospital or a hospice or whatever it might be allow you, the creep that you are, to sit on a person's bed who's comatose and comb their hair? How do you get in?
I don't want to give away trade secrets, but have you ever heard of the internet? Duh. I am what I call a visiting angel.
What? Maybe.
And I will have you know.
Yeah.
That I called in the doctor one time because I was clipping a gentleman's toenail.
Oh, who was comatose?
I think I got a little too tight and he winced. And it was the first time he had winced in 3 years.
You drew blood.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask you another question with all these things that you do? Can I ask you?
Sometimes, you know, when you see that someone's suffering, all it takes is a pillow.
What? Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. What? Let me make sure. I don't want to have people say that something glitched on the radio or that something strange.
I'm an open book. I got nothing.
Are you insinuating that you have taken a pillow and have put people out of pain by
Sometimes that's all it takes.
By doing what with the pillow, Joffrey?
You just fluff it up a little bit.
Oh, I mean underneath their neck.
Where else? What are you? Are you some kind of sicko?
Well, yeah. Whew. I'm relieved.
What kind of evil thoughts are in your mind? Maybe I don't even know you at all.
You don't. Because, yeah, I literally thought you're smothering comatose people in hospitals. That's what I thought.
Why did you think that?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I just stroked them.
Stroked them? Above the neck, right?
Sometimes these people need a release just like anyone
else.
What
does that mean? What does that mean? A release?
What do you think it means?
You're not going down below the belt line and touching people, are you, Joffrey? I mean, I don't want to say that, you know, the radio's broken. There was static.
What are you, some kind of sicko? Why wouldn't I?
You just talked about using a pillow on people and then giving them a release.
People use pillows all the time.
And what's
for comfort.
And what's this release thing then? What are you doing? What are you doing?
You're trying to make things sound so thick.
I'm trying to get a straight answer out of a bonehead, limp-wristed little twinkle toes. What are you doing, you perv?
Plenty goes on below the belt, man.
I want to know, are you touching anybody who's in a coma below the belt?
Yeah, all the time.
What? I'm going to call a cop on you.
You're going to call a cop?
Yeah, to have you hauled away.
Gingerly washes the feet of comatose individuals.
Oh, the feet. Okay, all right. You're washing their feet. All right. I just wanted to get that cleared up because
what's wrong with you today?
Look, I am just trying to get straight answers out of you. I don't think that you should be anywhere near people in a coma in a hospital. And you.
What do you mean by straight
you're not answers? You're not a professional. I want answers. You're talking about people and pillows,
you know,
and
what?
Releasing
and. Too, fella.
How is washing someone's feet
really
a release?
I've really been working on my self-esteem, and I want answers, too.
All right, I'll give you answers. What do you want to know?
What is it going to take to make you like me?
You want the answer, Joffrey? I'll give you the answer.
Because I am willing to get down on my hands and knees.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to know anything about you on your hands and knees. You want to know how what you can do to make me like you?
Yes, you freak.
If I tell you, will you promise to do it?
Uh-huh.
Here's what I want you to do.
Uh-huh.
Listen carefully. And I will never say another bad word about you. But you got to do this. And when somebody says, what do you think of that, Joffrey? I'm going to say, he's a good guy. He's a man's man.
Oh, my God. That would be a dream come true. And we could finally be buds.
Well, hold on. You don't know what I'm going to ask.
I'll do anything.
You will? Really? For your buddy Stan?
At all.
Okay. You sicko. Here's what I want you to do. I want you, from this day forward, to hang up the phone. Lose the K-Rock telephone number.
Uh-huh. And don't check.
And don't ever call me, have contact with me. Don't ever make eye contact with me if I'm at a public event. Stay away from me. Act like I never existed, and I'll do the same for you. I don't know you, you sick bastard. I don't know you.
And then, if I do all that, we'll be best friends?
We'll be best friends.
Oh.
I don't ever want to see you again.
You made me the happiest man in the world.
Okay, so let's Joffrey,
oh, this
buddy,
is awesome.
Buddy, pal, let's do this then. Let's start.
What, go buy a bicycle built for two?
No, you sick. Did you hear what I want you to do, and then you'll be my best friend?
Oh, I thought I'd do anything.
Right. That is, hang up, don't ever call again, you don't know me, stay away from me, and we'll be the best of buddies again. So let's start right now. Let's start right now, pal.
And we're best buddies.
And we're best buddies when you hang.
I can tell people that I'm best buddies with
No, you don't know me, remember? That's part of the agreement. You don't know me.
Oh, okay.
I never heard of them, never, don't know anything.
We're like secret friends.
Yeah, think of it like that, Joffrey.
Ooh.
Secret friends.
Nobody has to know.
Nobody has to know, including...
I get it now.
Including me. I don't want to see or hear from you.
Nobody has to be the wiser. We'll know.
Hang up the phone now.
We'll know, won't we?
Oh, I know. I know how I feel about
you. You first. I can't hang up. You first.
And never call. And never call back again, okay, friend?
Whoa, we're going to have so much fun.
Oh, we're not having any fun, you bonehead! I leave you alone, you sicko!
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
now's just the right time to freshen up that portable radio of yours. The best way to do that, of course, is to have it checked by your radio man. He's a radio expert, and because your radio man knows from experience what's best for your portable, he'll recommend
Stan and Haney.
They're radio engineered for extra listening hours.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thursday edition. I hate to start the show off like this, but I'm gonna.
You know what? I do too. Who is drinking that LaCroix water?
Junior.
And he has to use my trash can?
No, I don't know.
I have a very small volume trash can.
I don't think
I don't drink LaCroix.
I know you don't. I just threw your name out there and I got the other issues with you. It's probably the board op for Dave and Chuck.
And who's that? I don't know anymore.
I don't know. It's a girl.
Huh? Who hired her?
I don't know who hired her. She's been here a while.
Matt?
Maybe. Junior, I think, knows her. You don't? There's a girl here that...
Nah, well, she works ungodly hours.
Yes.
You know, like, what, 9, 10 in the morning?
6.
Yeah, try like 5.
5:30. It's the time I get up.
Yeah, it's the time I'm going to bed.
Wait a second. I got something to ask you about. You, I guess you have a big stick pin announcement to make?
Yeah, her name's Bee from Charleston.
Oh, did you give her a stick pin?
I did.
Okay. Did she just call?
Yes.
Why didn't you, since we're going to get ready to open the show, and she would probably have loved to talk to Stan.
Full of energy, yeah.
Full of energy. Just say, hold on a second. Let me get the boys ready.
It'll be a big surprise
and
for
then
them.
You
yeah.
can announce it on the air. What's her name? Bee?
Aunt Bee.
Aunt
yeah.
Bee. And then I can go, hey, Aunt Bee. thanks for listening from Mayberry, North Carolina.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if she's listening, then call back. And
That's not the way it works.
I know. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's not going to be spontaneous.
Yeah, I know. It comes back to me. I'm sorry.
Well, I saw you having a lot of conversations right before we came on.
Well, he's still struggling. The pre-made stick pins haven't come in yet.
Oh, geez, I'm so mad. I have them. You'll have them tomorrow. And I don't know if this happens to a lot of people. This happens. It's a 50-50 crapshoot with me on deliveries.
Well, because you live on an upper floor, and it depends on whether the delivery person feels like bringing it to you.
So,
because you get the same type of deliveries. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't.
The food delivery is a whole different ball of wax. This is the Zahn deliveries.
Do they bring it to your door?
No.
They just throw like everything in a communal pile and the residents sort it out?
No. Here's what I have to deal with. Now, I was expecting because they deliver early sometimes before I head off to work, small packages. Now, this is a 50-50 shot at this. They will go, and I will get the notification your package has been delivered. Now, these stick pins come in nothing bigger than an envelope.
Like a CD envelope.
Like a CD envelope. Like a manila envelope.
Mm-hmm.
It's been delivered. And what they do is they will, when it's delivered, they'll send you a picture of it at your door. I don't know if you knew that. They'll send you a picture.
Well, you don't say.
So I go, oh, your package has been delivered.
So when your package is delivered, you get a picture from Amazon and you get a picture from your doorbell.
Both. Well, my doorbell didn't go off. So I bring up, and this is not the first time, so I bring it up, take a look at it. There's my package. Your package has been delivered. Great. 400 stick pins with flags and everything. Great. Wait a second. That's not my door. So I call my wife. I say, it's happened.
You better get on it.
I said, it's happened again. She says, I'm on it.
Which door did it go to?
It went to a completely different building in the complex, completely different area. And this is like...
Is it far enough away where she'd have to hop in the car to go get it?
A complete other building. she had a good walk. It's not even like it was delivered on the second floor or delivered at the mailboxes and they didn't want to go up to my unit. Entirely different building. Different. I'm looking at this door. Doesn't look like mine. So about 10 minutes goes by and she texts me back. Got the package. It was in a completely different building, completely different floor.
Now, did it have any identifying marks, or did she just have to go through every building until she found it, as per your instructions?
She went through the building. Things have been dropped off at this house before.
Oh, so she knew right where to go.
She suspected. This is one of at least three or four places that it gets dropped off at.
So she got lucky hitting the first one.
So whenever I order something on Amazon, it's a 50-50 shot if it's going to wind up at my
door. It might
be
delivered to your place or any of three or four other convenient locations.
Correct.
In other buildings.
Correct. I have actually completely lost something because whomever lives at these other units
decided they'd like to have it.
We'd like to have it.
Well, that was very nice of someone. I could use this.
It's long gone. You want to know one of them that's long gone and was the most ridiculous thing in the world? I ordered, this was probably like a year and a half ago, I ordered a pair of, how many remember them, Pro Keds High Tops. Mm-hmm. They're like the Converse All-Stars.
Sure.
But the laces are short. You got to have the really long sneaker laces. Went to everywhere around town. None of them sold the extra long ones, so I go on Amazon. There they are, the extra long ones that will lace all the way up a high top. Order them. Sure enough, there's the picture. Got delivered. Not to me, to some other building in some other unit. And
they kept them.
They kept them. Shoelaces. They kept them.
Well, that'll always, you know, I can always use a pair of extra long shoelaces.
My wife went and saw that the
package
wasn't there.
Look, these are the extra long athletics.
Yep.
I'm not giving these back.
Knocked at the door, the person answers the door, don't know what you're talking about.
Prove it.
Yeah, prove it. And you know where I live, you deal with mostly the elderly.
Yeah.
Prove it.
And then you...
In shoelaces.
And then you look down at their shoes.
And what do they got?
Miles of shoelace.
Yep, they have to double knot their shoes because those laces are so long. Son of a bitch. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Fred and Barney. Siegfried and Roy. Ralph and Norton. Stan and Haney.
You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Tom from Ave Maria, back off. Stan and Haney, today on the show, we're going to give somebody a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's True or False.
What's Tom's deal?
And Junior and I were having this discussion. We don't want to feed him more chances to do this.
No, but I mean, if it bothered you enough to bring it up.
Well, I feel sorry for Junior. And that's who I'm concerned about.
That's odd.
I mean, I don't feel that bad about it. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah. For the last probably 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
Tom from Ave Maria, big fan of the show. We appreciate it, Tom. You live in a Catholic town, act like it. He has been sending nonstop pictures of Kermit the Frog and claiming it's Junior. And he also.
You mean more than one?
Look, scroll down for him.
Okay.
One right after the other. And it's like nobody else can text. And then he's got Donald Duck with a boner.
It's just not necessary.
It is not necessary.
No, I mean, one picture of Kermit the Frog would have sent the message.
Absolutely, Haney. So let's act like it, Tom. Act like you've been there.
I don't even remember. Who first called you, said you sounded like Kermit the Frog?
It was a random texter, and he said something more vile after that.
I mean,
he said Kermit the Frog was something in his mouth.
Yeah. I mean, there are worse things to be called, but
yeah.
It isn't easy being green.
No.
I mean, I thought it was pretty funny.
At first.
At first, yeah, but then now but again, then, all know, this rapid fire.
Probably around the seventh picture that came through, you went, that's not funny anymore.
Yeah. Just one would have done it.
Yeah, sure. Point would have been made. We all would have had a chuckle, and we'd move on. Tom, snap out of it. Let's do the grab bag. It is brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41 North Naples. What a fine eating establishment. They're asking you to make some reservations to go there because still 50% capacity. And they don't want to disappoint. Make your reservation. Prime rib. I've had the prime rib.
They're kind of known for that.
Yeah, and fresh local seafood as well. It's the Pewter Mug. Been around a long time.
By the way, did you see, because I saw it very briefly, another race faker at a university.
Another what?
Race faker.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
Yeah,
another woman.
She's Sicilian.
Yep.
And but she pretended to be something
else.
I know,
I saw it. let me cut the music here for just a second. Allow me to bring, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring out my cell phone.
I just have one thing to say.
D-boy.
All right. There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on. I tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation.
You know, Biden, when it comes to Hispanic singers, he's the one that likes all their pretty songs, but he don't know what it means.
Yes!
I like the Trump campaign immediately put it out, but instead of the Hispanic song, F the Police came on.
All right. I usually will ask you what this sound is, but I'm just going to tell you what it is. Take a listen to this. This is an Alaskan Malamute arguing with a toy talking hamster.
Well, they're very loyal dogs.
Yes. So this is the toy, and the toy talks. It's a little hamster. It's the Malamute and the hamster toy.
Why are they torturing that dog?
The dog's just talking to the toy.
No,
hamster.
No. The dog is in distress.
it was because going through a lot.
The dog's been told he can't chew on that.
Yes.
Which makes that thing, it's
yep.
fully protected.
Yep.
And the dog now is subservient to the toy hamster. His only option left is to express his displeasure.
Yep, and that was it.
Yep.
So a guy filmed himself. He's going to complain. And he calls the 800 number, whatever it is. And the operator gets on. He's filming it. The operator tells the gentleman, please hold, and she forgets to mute the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And calls him an effing idiot. Take a listen. Guy's filming it. Got the operator on the other end of the line.
I'm ready for the confirmation number whenever.
Okay, sir, can I put you on a brief hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
Idiot.
I'm still here.
Oh.
She hung up.
Your call is important to us.
Yeah, what an effing idiot. I'm still here. Whoop, hang on.
Jettison the equipment.
Shoot to the top. This is good. The guy was completely aware of what was going on, what he was doing, and was ready to face the consequences. A guy in South Dakota showed up to a Board of Education meeting and refused to wear a mask at that meeting. They told him, if you don't put on a mask, we're going to have you removed. Well,
physically.
Yes. He then, when the cops get there, tell them, well, if you're going to remove me, you're going to have to drag me out of here. And, well, that's what they did. And
did the cops first say, please don't make us do that?
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. Here you go. There's the picture.
Sir, I really don't want to. I know you do not want to do it.
Yeah, but
I know this guy doesn't want to do it, but unfortunately you have to follow these fools' rules, right?
If it's part of their policy that you have to ask.
So force me out. You're going to make, yes, you're going to have to drag me out.
Oh, don't make me.
Don't resist!
You will
have to tase me in front of all these people.
I really don't want to tase
you. Don't tase me, bro.
I don't want to. You seem like a nice guy.
Yeah, don't want to have to do this. Tase me if you must.
Yeah, we should point out the gentleman that's being asked to be physically removed is about two heads taller than the police.
Yes, and wearing a pair of jogging shorts.
Yep, very loose fitting.
Without a jock.
Well, they blurred it out.
Of course, they had to.
Oh, no, that's a chair.
Oh, is it? My bad.
I was going to say, that guy, legend.
Tell me, be honest with now, Haney, you have a memory of your childhood. You can remember specific events all the way to two or three.
Oh, you acknowledge that now.
No, you claim to. So this is why I posed this question. Would you have liked this teacher to be your teacher in the classroom? There is a kindergarten teacher whose TikTok video has gone viral. She is very animated and exaggerated. She's exaggerating her expressions, her way of talking to these kindergartners. She says that she's using this tone to keep the kids focused on what they're doing. Tell me if you would have liked this teacher in your kindergarten classroom. I think there's pros and cons to a teacher like this. She's enthusiastic. She likes what she does, and she's there for the kids.
Four. I see Brynn is holding up two and two. That will also make four. I see four and zero. That is four. What kind of pictures do we see over on our number four? Can you raise your hand? What's a picture that you see over here on our number four? Grayson, go ahead and turn your microphone on for me. Yeah, what's a picture that you see, Grayson?
For some reason, it wasn't working.
Oh, but you have it working now? It sounds like I can hear you.
Yeah.
So what's a picture that you see?
I see a class of kids.
I love her.
Would you have liked her in the classroom?
I would have learned.
Yeah. She really is pumped up, over-exaggerates just to keep those kids, keep their attention.
Because
especially with today's,
She's nice, she's not mean, and she's entertaining. And
I don't even know how to...
There were only... When I was very young, there were only two types of teachers that I would tolerate.
Yes.
And I don't even know, maybe you can make sense out of it, Freud, but there were only two types of teachers. One would be the overt grandmotherly type,
yes,
who's about ready to retire, or the one who just got bumped up from being a teacher's assistant and was very young. The ones in between were so embittered, I couldn't deal with them.
Those are the ones that are trying.
I don't even know how to...
Why is that one keep playing? That's not the one I want.
Because, you know, the grandmotherly types, they know retirement's just a couple of years away, and we're just kids.
Yeah. Is this it again?
Four. Oh. I see Britain is holding up two and two. That will also make four. I see four and zero. Like, that is four. What kind of pictures do we see over on our number four? Can you raise your hand? What's a picture that you see over here in our number four? Grayson, go ahead and turn your microphone on for me. Yeah, what's a picture that you see, Grayson?
For some reason, it wasn't working.
Oh, but you have it working now? It sounds like I can hear you.
Yeah.
So what's a picture that you see?
I see a class of kids.
Yeah. And what she's saying, it must be important.
Yeah. I could hear her say, talking to you. She'd tell you, remind you a lot of times, raise your hand.
I did get that a lot because I already knew everything.
Yeah, raise your hand if you'd like to participate.
Instead of getting her, I got this bitter woman who was in her 20s, on the verge of divorce, and I was a disruption to the class because
I
could answer any question kids are there to learn.
Then they should have moved you up.
They wouldn't.
Get you out of that class and move you up, Mr. Know-It-All.
This was the 70s.
They moved kids up in the 70s?
In Florida?
I don't know about Florida. Yeah, wait a second. No, I wasn't in Florida in the 70s. What'd they do, just keep you in the same classroom no matter what in Florida?
Yeah, based on age.
Yeah. I remember Kim Friedman is no longer in her class. She was a know-it-all. They've moved her up to the next grade.
Yeah, were too worried.
She's now at grade 3 level.
Well, remember, I was born in 66, so the time that you're talking about, everybody was more worried about integration.
You know, you guys like you may get a rolling of the eyes for making a comment like that, but he's telling the truth.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything one way or the other. It's a fact.
I literally, I'm going to tell you about how school was back then. First of all, you didn't have to worry about anybody bringing anything into school, because they didn't. And fist fights were out at the playground. Nobody was going to be knifed or shot. All right, let's get that straight.
Yeah, that was a given.
Now,
you had the school's code of conduct, and then you had the code of conduct that was just understood amongst the students.
Now, I lived in the country. Lots of hills and forest. And our
right there on Satan's Canyon?
Yeah, Satan's Kingdom. I had a graduating class of, I think, 182. We, the class of 1980, was the first, starting in kindergarten, was the first group of students, and we're talking about those times, that, because it was a very hot issue in New England, busing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the first group of class for the class of 1980, starting in kindergarten, when students from the city of Hartford were bused to our school in little country town Canton, Connecticut, in the middle of nowhere. We were the first group. They wanted to see how it worked. Did the kids get a better education than a city public school education? Send them out to a public school in the country. First one to do it. And at the time, we were a model. It was so successful. It was so successful. And they made a big thing in our graduation yearbook in 1980 of that very first group of bused students that made it out. But it was such a hot topic issue, and I thank everybody that happened in my age, because one of my best friends, Brian, was bused from Hartford, and I knew him my entire career in middle school, high school, school career, and he was a good connection. He'd bring the good stuff in from the city.
Yeah. I remember my very first interaction was in the lunchroom, and you had to buy a ticket for lunch, but everybody had to get in line, and it was 55 cents for a hot lunch.
Yeah, I think about the same.
And I was like, somehow I couldn't find the friggin' nickel, and it wasn't an exaggerated wait. It just took me, instead of just handing it right away, it took me a second. And there was this guy, Lorenzo, full afro.
Yeah.
Never seen that before, except on Good Times.
Yeah, or Mod Squad.
Yep.
With Link.
And so I get the change, and I get a red ticket. And Lorenzo there with the fro got his arms folded, and he's going, I don't understand why I got to wait in line. How much you pay for that? 55 cents, that's what it costs if you want to eat lunch. He goes, you're stupid. I got a blue ticket. I eat free.
Yeah.
I should go in front of you.
Okay. Back in those days, you didn't have a lunch account. You had to have the money.
Yep.
You had to have the money. You know, it's not, there's Junior. He's got, $22 in his lunch account. No, you had to have the 55 cents.
Yeah, and if you lost that 55 cents, you didn't eat.
Nope.
If you were white.
If you were, that's, what? if you brown bagged it, nickel for milk. Then I remember it went up to a dime for a pint of milk.
You know, thinking about that now, it was crap food.
It was garbage.
It was prison food.
It was prison food, undercooked. Mm-hmm. I would get some stuff and it would be cold or not taste right.
And it was 55 cents.
55 cents.
Now, like I said, it wasn't good food, but there was a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
For 55 cents.
A lot of chili con carne.
And it was at that point that I realized that my parents would never have any idea of my reality. I'd go, Mom, they're making some god-awful concoction, because you'd have the school menu, and I go, I can choke down most of this, but I got to draw the line somewhere. And I remember my mom and dad going, well, I'd sure like it if somebody would make me a hot lunch with meatloaf every day.
Oh, really? Yeah, meatloaf? Try Salisbury steak with a mystery gravy or creamed chicken.
And I remember,
on white bread.
And I remember there was one day, I think it took until I was like in second grade, when they go, well, today is a special day because you can invite your parents to eat lunch with you. I was never forced to buy it again.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We'll have the local beat here for you in a little bit. Got a little bit of an update as to what happened yesterday. We were telling about the police-involved shooting of those two clowns and the home invasion.
Got what a little, bunch of...
Little update. Still very little, but a little bit more information because there was an update to the story last night.
That would be nice. I'd like to have some understanding about that.
I don't know that you're going to get a whole hell of a lot of understanding. Just a few more facts thrown in that we didn't know about. Also, in about 25 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's True or False. Two K-Rockers going to go head-to-head with their own set of true and false questions. The one who gets the most is going to get a prize selected especially for them.
You know.
And then our question of the week later.
Obviously,
today.
It's a very busy show.
Yeah.
I hate to have to deal with things like this.
What's the matter? What?
You know, Stan, when you're raising children, I'm of the belief that you give them an opportunity to come clean.
Absolutely.
Is there anything you'd like to tell us, Junior?
What did I do?
Just like a, just like one of your own little ones.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Let me help you out a little bit.
Okay, please.
Is there anything that you might want us to know, that you might want to tell us regarding our Facebook account? Anything at all?
It's up and running.
Are you aware of this, Dan?
I am not.
What, no, is it down?
I'd like to know what's going on. Haney, thank you for spotting it.
We are well on our way to being deplatformed.
We are? What do you mean we're on our way to being deplatformed?
How?
Because he runs it. And he's done a good job in the past.
Thank you, Stan.
Well, I'm concerned now because Haney spotted something. We could be deplatformed. What's going on?
And I don't really blame Junior.
You don't?
I do blame him for not coming clean.
Oh, so he knew about this.
Yes.
What? No, I didn't. What?
You know, the story we were briefly talked about yesterday about people thought they saw a UFO when it was the Goodyear blimp?
Yes.
Anything you want to tell me now?
No.
What is it, Haney?
Facebook has accused the Stan and Haney Show Facebook page of spreading fake news.
What?
Junior's story that he posted about the UFO was deemed fake news, and now there is an addendum by Facebook with the real story that it was the Goodyear blimp and that we are purposely spreading false information. And it has been noted, deleting it will do nothing. Facebook is aware that you are spreading disinformation.
Junior?
Yeah, I see it now.
What does it say?
It just says false.
Read it.
It says false information checked by independent fact checkers.
Wait a second.
That means Democrats, Dan.
Wait a second. That story made national news.
All I did was post the video. And then I posed a question.
There's where it is.
Real or fake? ? That's all I did. I just shared the video. I don't see how I'm in the wrong. I wasn't saying, hey, this is a UFO. I was just saying, is this real or is this fake?
Junior, I don't want to bring politics into this, but I have to so that you'll understand. These are Democrats that don't see the humor in anything at all.
You were trying to be humorous because a lot of New Jersey citizens were duped based on their stupidity that they couldn't identify a Goodyear blimp from a UFO.
Yeah, there was multiple videos of this.
And so Facebook feels the need to protect people so that they don't think there was a...
Like Big Brother protecting, because somebody might be scrolling to our Facebook page and we encourage it.
Oh, my God, UFOs are real. Stan and Haney said so.
Oh, my God, let's Facebook administration say fake news.
Don't worry, Facebook is here.
That is the first time in the history of the Stan and Haney Facebook page that we've ever been flagged.
And once they do that, now they're after us.
Oh, sure, we're on the list.
I didn't.
We're on the list.
You guys were talking about it, and I posed a question, real or fake?
No, you posed the question yourself.
Real or fake? I didn't say, hey, this is real.
How dare
I didn't say, this is real. Look at this UFO.
It doesn't matter now. We're in the system.
They interpreted it, the Big Brother.
That we were acting maliciously.
Maliciously?
Where do you see that?
It's nice to see you.
It says false information checked by independent fact checkers.
Nice to see you're finally coming to our side. You see what they'll do to you when you don't. It's not even your intent. But their Big Brother's going to decide for you.
Yeah, Big Brother, down with them.
Hey, that's what I want to hear.
Did you really just say that?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going after Facebook now.
Good, that a boy.
I knew we'd turn the corner with him.
Let's do the...
Liberty!
Yes, liberty!
Freedom!
Yes! Let's,
sorry about
that's
that,
all right, but this was a banner moment. Mark the date. Local beat. What? Thank you, Haney.
Sorry, I was worried about losing my liberty.
Yep. I'm going to briefly update you on yesterday, for those of you that might be hearing the story for the first time.
So you'll do a recap.
I'll do a recap with the new info. And Junior's going to help me along because there is so little information and confirmation about what happened.
I still can't believe that kid was released after 4 hours.
The mystery thickens because the sheriff's department is being tight-lipped about it, and they're saying they're not going to comment anymore on this. There's an investigation.
Well, they weren't tight-lipped when they were showing the 6 bullet holes in the police cruiser.
Refreshing the story from yesterday with the update, I saw this morning that the story was updated last night. So let's recap. Lee County deputies exchanged fire with 2 men who fled from the scene of an armed robbery late Tuesday in San Carlos Park. This according to Sheriff Carmine Marcino. Deputies arrested Travis Raines, 17. He's the one with the face tattoos. The punk kid, Juvie. And Jordan Gurk, or Gurky, I'll call him Gurk. I think that's how they were referring to him as. Jordan Gurk, 22, who faces charges of attempted murder of a law enforcement officer and battery of a sheriff's canine. Charges related to the suspected home invasion are pending. So the home invasion, there are no charges yet. They're pending, according to Sheriff Carmine. The related investigation closed both Interstate 75 ramps at Alico Road as well as parts of Three Oaks Parkway for hours. Alico Road also was closed from Oriole Road to the interstate when this shooting happened late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. At a press conference yesterday, Marcino said the emergency call came in after 11 p.m. on Tuesday. Deputies arrived at the scene at a home in San Carlos Park, and the men fled in a silver van. The van crashed into a ditch on Alico Road at I-75, and the 2 men ran. This we know. They started shooting toward deputies who returned fire because they feared for their lives. The sheriff went on to say, those thugs are now in our custody. No deputies or bystanders were injured in the shooting, the sheriff said. He offered no information on the health of Gurk or Raines. Here's what we now know, thanks to the news press. The 2 of them were taken to the hospital. One of the men was released and booked into jail. Deputies declined to identify who was still in the hospital as of yesterday. Only Raines, the 17-year-old, is listed as being in custody of the jail, according to the arrest log available on the sheriff's office website. We found out yesterday he got out when, Junior? He got out
1 o'clock.
About 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it was like around 1:05, something like that.
The 17-year-old.
That he was booked into jail at around 9:30 in the morning and released at 1 o'clock.
Well, the brother of Jordan Gurk decided to speak up.
That's always wise.
Yeah, not good. Joseph Gurk, Jordan Gurk's brother, said his sibling was shot and in stable condition. The Gurk family has been given, according to Joseph Gurk, the brother, The Gert family has been given little information, adding at the time he was talking to the news, he doesn't even know what hospital is caring for his brother. Attempts by the news press to reach the Raines family were unsuccessful. No answer. The sheriff's office declined to confirm the details provided by the Gert family to the media. A sheriff's spokesperson, Russell Park, said, "We will not be commenting further on this case, and any additional updates will be released via press release." During the news conference late yesterday morning with the sheriff, he took no questions from reporters. He pointed to a photo on a screen that he said shows bullet holes on the windshield of the deputy's cruiser, and added this comment, quote, "This behavior sickens me and will not be tolerated. We will respond to deadly force with deadly force every single time." So apparently, from what we're reading, they were both taken to the hospital. The brother of Gert says his brother was shot, and no other information. The news press tried to even contact the Gert. "You want to elaborate further on this?" And unable to reach him. The investigation continues, and the sheriff's department's going to say nothing more about it. And again, the home invasion, the initial home invasion, charges pending. Do you have any other information, or are we up to date on this?
Well, initially, that Travis Raines, he was on the Lee County arrest records. That Jordan Gert guy wasn't on there yesterday. So I'm assuming that he was in the hospital.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. The brother was in the hospital, a 22-year-old.
So, but he's on he has an arrest record now from that. So maybe he's out of the hospital. And it's on there now.
Again, so little.
Well, I mean, that's just paperwork, data entry.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But his mugshot, he's like in a hospital gown and stuff.
And I'll tell you, go to the news press did a nice article about the people living in San Carlos Park who heard it and saw it. I guess incidences are increasing. They're seeing the chopper up above quite often now. And there's been a couple of things over the past few weeks that have really got people in the park concerned. What's going on? Used to be nice and quiet.
Yeah, it did. And I looked at one report last night. And again, I have got to salute the Lee County Sheriff's Office.
Absolutely.
Their response not only to this, but to many other things is outstanding. And NBC2 showed the, I don't know if it's infrared or heat sensitive or what, but the video from the chopper.
Tracking them down.
Where they think they're hiding in this thick brush, and you see the officer and his dog, and they're going, okay, a little bit to the right, little bit to the right. Okay, you see that tree in front of you? Yeah, he's right behind there. About 20 feet.
Yep.
You're looking at it, and you see the guy hiding.
Yeah, we have a great sheriff's department, and
that's why.
And we appreciate it.
Even if you're prone to this type of behavior, your chances of getting away are extremely slim.
We're gonna take a break. Give you a chance to win when we come back. Two lucky Stan and Haney listeners going head to head in Stan's True or False. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Thursday afternoon. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from our question of the week. But now a chance to win.
I still can't believe
what
that we're being threatened to be deplatformed over the Goodyear effing blimp.
Because, Junior decided to make the headline, not factual. It was hypothetical.
I posed a question.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay.
I don't even think it's about his question. I think it's just because he posted it.
Yep. Let's see if it happens again. Oh, Junior, get me two people on the line. Release the phones. Two people on the line who want to play Stan's True or False. The two people are going to get their own sets of questions. They are going to be categorized. I don't know what the categories are yet.
Well, you're the host, aren't you?
Well, we have to spin the big wheel of categories.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yes. And
you want me to get it for you?
I got it. It's right behind me. There it is.
Oh, I didn't see it there.
Yeah, I was blocking it. And and we'll get somebody, two people to play. Go head-to-head. You got your own sets of questions. The one who answers more correctly by answering just true or false will get themselves a prize. We'll give them a chance to select what they would like.
And but first they have to spin the wheel of destiny.
We have to find out what their category is.
By spinning the wheel of destiny.
By spinning the wheel of destiny. It's full of categories. There are so many categories on this wheel, I cannot even determine all the categories. Haney, a little music as we play. Stands true or false? The winner will have their choice of $50 to John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio in Cape Coral, earrings, necklaces, rings, and more, or $50 to the pewter mug. Let's see who our first contestant is. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Kathy, let's find your opponent. And who's going to be challenging you? And did I push this button right? Yes, I did. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm great.
Two women to go head-to-head. Amanda, say hi to Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Kathy, let's first find out what your category will be. I have no idea what the category is for you. You're each going to have your own. Let's find out what your category is, Kathy. Let's spin the big wheel of destiny. Round and round it goes.
Where it stops.
God knows. Huh?
Slowing down.
Big money.
Kathy?
Yeah.
Your category is coffee.
Coffee.
The category of coffee. So your questions will be true or false about coffee. All right, Amanda, you ready for your category?
Yes, I am.
All right, Amanda, let's spin the wheel.
Boy, you really spun that.
I did. It was a good hard spin on that one. Got to tighten it up a little bit, though. It takes too long to stop. Amanda, your category is the changing of the seasons. It's going to be about fall. It's going to be about fall. Okay, Amanda?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go back and forth. You're going to answer your questions.
You mean like have a nice trip this fall?
Yes. Yeah. We will start with you, Kathy. Your category, coffee, cool. True or false? Number one, Kathy, your first question. Espresso in Italian literally means fast.
True.
All right. Kathy says that's true. All right, Amanda, here's your question, and it's dealing with fall. Amanda.
Yeah.
The Earth is 12% farther away from the sun on the first day of fall than on the first day of summer. Is that true or false? The Earth is 12% farther away from the sun on the first day of fall than on the first day of summer.
False.
You said false. Okay. Kathy.
Yep.
Coffee, the category. The country that produces the most coffee is Brazil. True or false?
False.
So you said false.
False, yeah.
All right. We'll check these a little bit later. Amanda. Fall. Dealing with fall. Amanda, a tree that loses its leaves in the fall is called a deciduous tree, spelled D-E-C-I-D.
Deciduous?
Deciduous tree. True or false?
True.
True? You say it's true. Okay. Kathy.
Yep.
America consumes more coffee than any other country in the world.
I'm Canadian, so I know there's a lot there. I'll say true.
Okay, you'll say true.
We got, yeah.
All right. Amanda, we're up to number three in the five questions, true or false, for you. Your third question, Amanda, dealing with fall. The term fall instead of autumn came from the fact that the temperature starts to fall around that time. True or false?
True.
You say that's true. Okay. All right, we're up to question number four for you, Kathy, in coffee. Number four for Kathy. One of the most expensive coffee beans in the world, Kathy, is harvested from poop.
True.
You say that is true. We just asked true or false.
Yeah.
That was a nice riff, Stan.
Amanda. The United States of America produces over 1 billion pounds of pumpkins each year. 1 billion pounds.
True.
All right, you're going to say true on that. All right, we're up to your final questions each, and then we will take a look at the results. Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee is technically a fruit. True or false? Coffee is technically a fruit. F-R-U-I-T.
I'm say true.
Okay. All right, Amanda, this is your final one. Amanda, the two most common squirrels in the United States are the Eastern gray squirrel and the American red squirrel, and they don't hibernate. The two most common squirrels in the United States are the Eastern gray squirrel and the American red squirrel, and they don't hibernate.
False?
So you're going to say false on that. Okay, let's take a look at the results. Let's start with Kathy. See, and if by some reason we wind up in a tie, there will be a tiebreaker.
All right.
Kathy, the first question I asked you, true or false, espresso in Italian literally means fast. You said true, but that's false. It's espresso, not espresso, and it literally means to press out. So that's one wrong for you.
Okay.
Your next question I asked you, the country that produces the most coffee is Brazil. You said that's false. It's true.
Oh, that's
so you got you're too wrong now.
Okay.
Number three, I asked you, America consumes more coffee than any other country. And you said, that's absolutely true, and you were right. You were on, you're on the board. Number four, I asked you, one of the most expensive coffee beans in the world is harvested from poop. You are strong on this one. You said absolutely true, and you're right. It's the civet cat that produces the poop. They eat the beans, and they say it's like $80 a cup.
Yeah, sounds delicious.
And the last one, so you're making a comeback. Two right, two wrong. And then I asked you, coffee is technically a fruit. And you said, yeah, it's technically a fruit. You were absolutely right. Coffee beans are actually the pit of a small berry.
Wow.
So you got three right, two wrong. You made a great comeback. So you got three right, two wrong.
Okay.
All right, Amanda. I had every confidence in the world when you began this. Let's see how you did. First one I asked you, I said the Earth is 12% farther away from the sun on the first day of fall than on the first day of summer. You said that's false. You were correct. It was false.
All right.
Number two, a tree that loses its leaves in the fall is called a deciduous tree. Is that how you say it? Deciduous?
Deciduous.
Deciduous. And you said that's true. You're right. Third question. The term fall instead of autumn came from the fact that the temperatures start to fall around this time. You said, oh, that's true. Your first wrong one. It's false. It came from the phrase, the fall of the leaves, which was used by writers in the 1500s. Then it was shortened up to just fall sometime around the 1600s. All right, you got one wrong. You just can't get any more wrong or you'll lose or the tie. Let's find out. Okay. Number four, the U.S. produces over 1 billion pounds of pumpkins each year. You said that's true. You're right.
All right.
Matter of fact, about 1.4 billion pounds of pumpkins. All right. This is going to decide it. Tie or does Amanda win? I asked you, Amanda, the two most common squirrels in the United States are the Eastern gray squirrel and the American red squirrel. They don't hibernate. You said that's false. It's true. They don't hibernate. Some squirrels do, but the ones that we have here in this country, the Eastern gray and the American red, they sleep a little bit more in the fall and winter, but they don't hibernate. We have a tie. We go into overtime. I'm going to ask you for a specific answer. Kathy, your category, coffee. We found out, and you agreed to it, America consumes more coffee than any other country. Who is next in line?
Canada.
False.
Ah,
now Amanda.
Oh, come on, Tim Hortons.
I know
exactly.
The correct answer, believe it or not, Finland.
Oh, wow, it's so freaking cold.
Amanda, for the win.
Okay.
Give me. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. I told you, and you got it right, that the U.S. produces over 1 billion pounds of pumpkins each year. 1.4 billion to be exact. Most of them come from six states. Name the number one pumpkin producing state.
Pennsylvania?
Incorrect. Illinois. Kathy.
Yes.
You got it wrong, but I told you Brazil produces the most coffee. Brazil does.
Okay.
Name one of the top. They're one of the top five. They're number one in the top five. Name one other country in the top five that produces the most coffee. One country.
Colombia.
Yes, Colombia is number three behind Vietnam.
Wow.
Colombia is on the list. You got it right, Amanda. To continue overtime, or you're going to go down in defeat.
Okay.
this is your bonus question. Let me get it right.
Okay. No pressure.
I told you, and you got it right. The Earth is 12% farther away from the sun on the first day of fall than on the first day of summer. You said that is completely false. When is the Earth farther away from the sun?
Isn't it never? It's always on the same path.
You are absolutely correct. Never.
Does it on a trick question?
That never, is a trick question.
Never. Oh, man. You know what? You're both going to get what you want. Both of you are spot on with these things. You only missed two out of all the stuff I've thrown at you. I'm going to put you guys on hold. You can either choose $50 to the pewter mug or $50 to John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio. Both of you played a fantastic game.
Thank you. Way to go, Kathy.
All right.
Me
now,
too.
Hold on.
Good job.
good job by both of you. Amanda, I'm putting you on hold.
Okay.
All right. There goes Amanda and Kathy. Nice job.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Hold on. They're both winners in our book, and that's the way we like it.
It sure is.
Everybody's a winner on the Stan and Haney Show.
Mostly.
Sometime that we'll be back.
Except for Stan and Haney.
Yeah, you got that right.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I gotta make an announcement. People are continuing to call Junior and text
Kermit the Frog memes?
No, they want to know when they can pick up their prizes because it's been since March.
Well,
they've solved it.
Yeah, Junior's totally on top of it because without a second thought, he walked out the door directly into mid-conversation between me and the program director.
Don't you ever do that?
Didn't say hello, didn't say excuse me.
Oh my.
He just walked up and go, hey, with these prizes, are we doing them this way or this way?
You know what? He's talking to the program director. What? Oh, sorry.
I needed to figure this out, and I wasn't rude like that.
Right? Was he rude?
I don't think that was his intent.
But it came off that way.
Oh, of course. Yeah, here's Junior coming out here just disrupting everything. Again.
Junior, you are like little Simba. Walking right into a conversation between Mufasa and your Uncle Scar.
Yes!
Just all comes revolving back to me.
All I wanted to know was there still a table out there so I could make this announcement?
Yeah, they're passing out prizes.
All right, let me make the announcement.
So you don't see anything wrong with what you did?
No.
Did you say, excuse me?
Pardon, I would like to think I did.
You did not.
Pardon the interruption, gentlemen.
That sounds like something I would say.
No.
He just blurted it out.
That's my truth.
He didn't even address the program director. He called him by his first name.
How dare you!
And said, hey, what's the deal with these prizes? And so we stopped our conversation.
How dare you.
And he looked at Junior like he had two heads and said, it's fine.
Okay.
You really don't realize what you do, do you?
I don't see what I did as a problem.
That's the problem.
Yes. I think you need to sit and think about your actions.
Yeah. I'll go in the corner. Junior.
Seriously.
Being punished again.
if you're having a conversation with somebody and somebody else just walks up and just starts a new conversation, that's okay. Is that okay with you?
No, it's not okay.
Okay, there.
Let's end this.
No, I understand that you don't realize
it. He knows now.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
He knows now.
I'm a good boy.
People have been calling Junior and texting, when can we pick up our prizes? Because we've been on lockdown here since March. And prizes in the thousands have been stacking up. Listen up, and you should have been emailed, but after Junior spoke with the program director and saw it with his own eyes, and we were told, today and Friday, every Thursday and Friday, you can come by. There'll be a table set up just outside the front door of the K-Rock Studios. You can come by 8:30 in the morning.
Like a flea market table?
Kinda. 8:30 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Thursday and Fridays. Your name should be on the list. You should have gotten an email. Thursdays and Fridays, right in front of the entrance to the K-Rock building, the Beasley building. 8:30 to 5. That should solve it.
Make sure to bring an ID.
And you got
to
bring an ID. Just, we're not going to take your word for it. We want proof that you're you. Okay? Let's get you updated on traffic. By the way, about 25 minutes, our question of the week. One thing on the board right now, and it is a crash. Fort Myers, the 4900 block of South Cleveland Avenue. That's all that's on the board right now. We'll have another update in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, and one is who is to be respected, even by employees, Mark Haney.
Even by millennials.
Yes. What's coming up? Let's find out. Haney's got the headlines. And calling the program director, hey you, my God.
No.
Hey you, I got a question. How can you do that?
You know, well, it's a, to translate it into how we would have approached it when we were his age, his hey you would be our, excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir, I don't mind it, didn't mean to interrupt. Hey you.
Hey, what's the deal?
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we'll have some things for you you did not know.
Right.
They did a survey. Now, I will say this survey was done in the United Kingdom. But they asked an interesting question. What foods that you can get at the grocery store, what foods do you consider edgy and adventurous?
Ooh, eggplant.
We'll tell you if that's on the list.
In less than an hour.
Is there such a thing for women as a, quote, flirting face?
I would say yes, there is.
Well, they've done a in-depth study of this at a major university.
Which cost a lot of money, which most people already know the answer to.
Uh-huh. Oh, here's one that we can give Junior to make sure he puts on Facebook. Did a Harry Potter...
That's fake news!
Did a Harry Potter castle appear in the clouds in the sky above China?
Yeah, try that one again. I saw the pictures. How fake can you get? But they try to make it up. It's real or fake? You be the judge.
Deplatform me now? Yep. Question mark? We should just cancel ourselves like that marching band did.
Yes.
So that we can...
We're not fit for social media.
So that we can at least end the suffering. And finally, three people stop at a donut shop to celebrate after the robbery.
Hey!
Where a bunch of cops are taking a coffee break.
Good, good.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Thank you, Mark. Laughter. Laughter's important. Go lie down.
Good boy.
Go lie down.
Good boy.
4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi. Jeez. Hey, you. Hey, you know, I got... what?
Yeah.
Stan, we are living in an age of peak political correctness.
Yes, we are.
And we can no longer allow terms like sneeze guard to be used.
It's inappropriate.
It's crude.
Mm-hmm.
It's problematic.
Yes, it is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
acceptable names for sneeze guard other than sneeze guard.
Top acceptable names for sneeze guard other than sneeze guard.
Salad windows. Sinus secretion shield.
Oh, you got that right.
Spittle splatterers.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I'm wet.
Do you see that new one they have now? The one that hangs around your neck and you flip it up?
No.
Oh, I saw that commercial like 3 times this morning during the news. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, if you really need something like that, you know, your buddy's wife makes those, doesn't she? $9. Any fabric you want. Nose nugget rejector. Nasal potpourri protector. Ballistic booger barrier. And finally, the top acceptable name for sneeze guard other than sneeze guard.
Yes.
Snot's Landing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. No. No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I hate you, Claire.
No. No. No.
No.
No more.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Haven't heard from our buddy Mike in a long time. Great hearing from you again, buddy. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I was monitoring my scanner and observing the chopper that night from our Three Oaks hood. The whole thing that was going on. They heard it. Very
So Three Oaks is a hood now.
Yeah, that's how he said the Three Oaks hood. Very chaotic indeed, but quickly organized by the chopper crew overhead directing the canine deputies to the suspects who were apprehended without further gunfire. The Lee County Sheriff's Office was absolutely very professional and highly disciplined. Job well done by all involved. Those feral mutts should be grateful to be alive today. Take care of yourselves. Signed, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Give my best to your family.
You know me. I try and understand the motivations behind things, and at some point it seemed like a good idea for a couple of enthusiastic amateur hoods with the handguns that they were able to obtain just to take shots at highly trained marksmen.
Unbelievable. This is from a super fan, Scott. Hey, guys. So, Stan, I was checking my mail today, and I received an envelope sent to a Lenny Nowolonic. It appeared to be some sort of voting ballot that was unsealed and already filled out. Would you like me to forward this to you? Now, I know your last name isn't a common name down here, so I'm assuming it was meant for your address and not mine. Also, there was a similar ballot for a Penis K Junior, a.k.a. PK Junior. I immediately threw this one out thinking it was a joke, but in retrospect, maybe I shouldn't have, because I think it was meant for another member of this show of yours. Anyway, love you guys. His royalty, too.
You mean Lord Raw Dog?
Yep. Signed, Scott from Naples. Jeff writes, heard you guys talking about the original Skittle flavors. And cherry has never been a flavor. Those red Skittles, the reds.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry. Have a good day, gentlemen, and God bless.
Well, Junior doesn't recognize that.
It's just the red. That's why you said the reds.
What flavor? Red?
Red. Hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Haney, yesterday when you mentioned Pelosi might become president if no clear winner is chosen, I almost lost my lunch.
A lot of people do when they hear that.
But he's right on a couple of these things, because I don't think that we're going to get that far.
No, it's not saying we will. It's just, well, that's what would happen if they managed to drag it out that long.
Not necessarily.
Stan, I have a choice between believing Chad Pegram of Fox News, who Hannity says knows everything, or I can believe The Guardian.
But I know the Constitution, too, and I know this took effect. Now, here's a couple of things that he points out, and they're true.
Well, remember, the laws of succession have changed since the Constitution was written.
Yes, but she shouldn't be around by then. There is a very slight chance that what Haney mentioned might happen, but more likely, it won't happen. The main reason? Nancy Pelosi's term as Speaker of the House is up on January 3rd. Her term ends. And she may be out of office. Plus, there are a lot of other things that have to happen. If there is no clear winner, and this has happened in history before, if there is no clear winner, it is up to Congress to declare a winner. If anyone wants more clarification, they have to look at the 20th Amendment to the Constitution. It explains everything that you want to know. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
See, you would expect that wouldn't happen because they wouldn't let it get that far.
But they would.
Yeah.
Of course. Our question of the week is next. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
What you're going to hear today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Mark Haney's news in about 30 minutes. But it is Thursday, and that means our question of the week. We'll pose the question to you. We'll do some traffic, let you think about it, call in, give us your answer. You have the right answer because it's your answer. And you have your own stories. And we'll send it around the horn here, and then we'll take your phone calls, 277-9600. Once I pose the question of the week, I'll release the phones. Junior will get you racked up and ready to roll. Here's our question of the week. And I saw somebody on one of the news programs talking about this in the past week. I heard it somewhere, and I said, that's a great question of the week. We all see something that we'd love to have for the house. Maybe the garage. Maybe add something to your tools or woodworking out in the garage. Maybe you'd like...
Man, if I just had this one thing.
Maybe. something for the man cave.
Maybe a beatbox.
Maybe a beatbox, something.
Where man, once you get it, it's like,
what is something you've always wanted? But once,
wanted it really bad.
Really bad. But once you got it, it sat there. You never used it. What is something you always wanted?
You know, I could return that, Junior.
I'll get you your money.
When?
September 38th.
Okay. What is something? It was a must-have. And I use the example with Haney and Junior. How many people, and I know there's a bunch of them.
No, I'm not even picking on him, but he wanted that beatbox machine so bad, and he hasn't, I don't have time to really learn it.
I'm a busy boy.
An example.
Do you regret that?
No.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
In theory.
Instructions are too complicated.
No, I mean, have you used it at all?
Yes.
And it works.
Yeah, I've made a couple beats already.
Well, okay. Remember when Billy and myself sang, we wanted to hear that set to the beats?
Yeah.
That was a month ago.
never forgets, Junior.
Let's stick to the question of the week. What is something, man, you had to have it. You had, and I said, the example I used, man, we're going to get out of this locked-in state. We're going to move to Florida. We'll be able to go to the beach every day. Yeah, you don't go.
No.
And it could be something like that. It could be, hey, you know what? We're going to go and invest in a timeshare out in Las Vegas. We can go the same month every year, and we've never gone. Or it can be a material thing in your house. What is something you've always wanted? Man, I'm going to get one of those someday. Once you got it, sat there. You never used it. 277-9600. I got a bunch. Let's get you updated on traffic. We'll take your answers to our question of the week here in just a second. All right, couple of things on the board. We'll start in Cape Coral. Got a crash. North Cleveland Avenue and Diplomat Parkway East. And then in Lehigh Acres, hit and run. 4300 block of Lee Boulevard, right by the 7-Eleven. And you are up to date. Man, I gotta have that. Gotta have it. Oh, if I can get one of those. Man, I'd be using it all the time. You get it? It's just sitting there. What is something you always wanted, but once you got it, never used it? A couple of things immediately come to mind for me. It was probably about 10 years ago. I bought a Las Vegas slot machine. I said, I love going to the casino. Love going in. I love the sounds of those slot machines.
But it's not the same in your own
had
home.
It delivered. It was expensive to ship. It was crated. It was huge, heavy. Set the thing up.
So this wasn't like a cardboard box. This was wooden pallets.
Yes. Set the thing up. Plugged it in. I had the keys. I had the coins. Set it up. It lit up. It was beautiful. Probably for a good, I don't know, week. I was playing that thing all the time. But what happens when you're in a casino? You'd like to try another machine.
Yeah, you do, especially.
That thing just sat there, and what it became was a neat nightlight when the sun went down, and I'd plug it in once in a while to see it all light up. That was about it. The other thing that comes to mind is a friend of mine had a nice house, didn't want to put in a pool, thought it would be great to get a hot tub. A six-man tub. Said it'd be great for parties, you know, get home from work, relax. Yeah. Till they realized the maintenance of it, and after a while, you just didn't feel like getting in that hot tub. He probably used it for about, I don't know, 3 months, and for the next 5 years, sat with the cover on it, never used again. Man, wouldn't that be great, man? Kick back, watch the games, cold one, bubbling all around, and never used it. Never. Haney?
Oh. Well, it's something you've heard before, but I had an opportunity when the economy went south in 2007, 2008, and if you remember, right before then, real estate was whacked.
Mm-hmm.
Where there weren't even for sale signs out
before, unseen.
Yeah, before somebody bought something. And I had thought about buying, but I'm like, no, I'm not playing this game because it was so overpriced. And I decided to find a nice place to rent. And I lucked into this. Probably never happened to me again. But I found a place, nice place on the Estero River.
Yeah, you did.
And I was able to stay there for a couple of years, and it was some of the greatest times of my life because it had a boat dock and everything. And then a buddy of mine says, I got a boat for you. It'll need a little bit of work. But then I'm thinking, this thing will always be there. All I have to do is use the boat lift, and I can be
anywhere,
anytime I want.
Yep.
And I had another buddy of mine that said, buy that boat. I can fix it for you.
Mm.
It never happened. I got the boat,
yeah,
and it sat on a trailer in my driveway.
It's true.
And I had all of these visions. You and I would have been out all the time.
Yep. That's a biggie. Junior.
So it was about 4 years ago. I own a ton of synthesizers now.
Yeah, and a beatbox.
Including that beautiful drum machine that I greatly appreciate.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So that's not a mistake.
That was not a mistake.
But the synths were a mistake.
One of the first synths that I've ever bought was a mistake. I used it twice, and I dropped a pretty penny on it. And I literally used it twice, haven't even touched it since. I'm trying to work out a deal where I can trade Richard something for it.
Mm. Just sat there.
Not a great track record.
Nope. 277-9600. What is something?
I want this. I want this. I have to have it.
What is something you always wanted? Once you got it, you never used it. It just sat there. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, who's this?
Yes. Patrick Laker.
Patrick, what is something that you always wanted, but once you got it, you never used it?
Well, this is kind of about my woman. She begged me for 2 to 3 years for an Instapot. Says she's going to have all this stuff that she's going to make in it.
Yeah.
And then I finally buy it, and it's been used one time for the rest of the time. And it, same thing with the mixers.
Yeah. Yep.
You're hitting the sore spot with kitchen gadgets.
Yep. I mean, I'm a sucker for kitchen gadgets.
How's that Instapot?
I use that Instapot.
You still do?
Still do. It makes the best rice. If you want a side dish, seasoned rice, white rice with Chinese food.
What about jasmine?
It makes the best rice. I use slow cooker. I use the pressure cooker. I use the OptiGrill. There was one that I was...
How's your counter space?
Taken up. You had to buy a special rolling shelf thing to put everything on.
I'm just going to warn you, Christmas is coming.
What was the thing, and I can't remember the name of it, that had the yellow dome that you'd go and you could cook a turkey in there?
The rotisserie grill?
No. And it was like you added another ring and it would cook everything.
Was it a Ron Popeil product?
No. And it would cook a turkey in half.
Grillery.
No. It was a horrible purchase, and it just sat there.
But you had to have it.
I used it once. Had to have it. I said, think of the great meals you can cook all in one. It was just a nightmare. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jake.
Jake, what is something you always wanted? I'm going to get me one of those one day. You got it, and it just sat there.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with what a George Balabushka two-piece custom pool stick was.
Oh, well, evidently it's one of the high-end pool sticks.
Well, if you remember right in The Color of Money when Paul Newman told Tom Cruise, don't bring the Balabushka.
So it's a high-end stick.
Oh, my God. $3,000.
And you use it much?
About a week.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's why I talked myself out of getting a pinball machine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a place, or there was, at the Edison Mall that has the pinball machines all refurbished, all sitting there. I want one so bad, but I hear they break down. It's a hell to get them fixed. There's the pool. That's a nice stick, by the way.
Yeah, well, even when they were all over the arcades, they had to have people come in and do regular maintenance
time.
On them.
Yeah, they're all the transistors and soldering and all that stuff, the lights and bumpers and, yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie, what is something you always wanted? You got to have it. You finally got it, and it just sat there.
One of those things that I really wanted, I thought, was a jet ski.
Oh, yeah, jet ski.
They're fun. Yes.
They're fun, boy. You put that on the back, they'd bring it down to the beach or the river and have fun.
Oh, sure, it's kind of a pain in the ass having to, you know, mess with the trailer and all that. But once you're on the water,
it's going to be great.
Yeah, but I'm a motorcycle rider, and everybody was like, you got to get a jet ski. You got to get a jet ski. And, nah, I'll take my chopper over a jet ski any day. And we have it for sale.
There is something to be said, whether it's a jet ski, a motorcycle. I don't think a motor. I'm going to leave motor. But a jet ski, some kind of, you know, boat. Renting is better. You want to ride a jet ski? They got them down at the beach, or you make some kind of arrangement. Do that. Don't own it.
And it's also, there are so many more people here now. It's like, to have a boat or a jet ski on a trailer, if you go back 30 or 40 years, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
It's worth the pain in the ass of getting it in and out of the water.
You got to launch it in there.
But now, where you got to just wait to find a parking spot.
Yeah.
No.
And maintenance and breaking down and 2779600. Question of the week. What is something you always wanted? Got to have it. But once you got it, it sat there. You never used it. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Luke.
Luke, what is it? You had to have it. Had to have it for the man cave. Had to have it for the backyard. Had to have it in the... And it just sat there.
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, always good to speak to you. In this case, I'm being unselfish. So I buy some scuba equipment at this local dive shop. I've been in Bonita for 25 years. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I bought a lot of scuba equipment. And since the great white shark incident is happening up in, you know, they're up in Boston, she lost the interest in snorkeling. So
and
I'm
all
stuck
that,
with
that,
about $1,000 worth
you
of...
Got
can,
that.
You can drop some coin on scuba.
You go with scuba stuff with the regulators, the BCs, the fins, the mask, the wetsuits. That goes into the thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And it just
sits
there.
I'm certified. She's not. And I'm just trying to get her, like, to that point where get your feet wet.
No, she don't want to.
No pun. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Well, actually, pun intended, but.
All right, buddy.
So where are you, though? Are you in Boston or are you down here?
No, sir. Bonita Springs. I've 25 years. I live a mile from the beach, Bonita Beach.
God bless you.
Why don't you, how old is she?
She's 9. 9 years old.
Why don't you take her down to the Keys?
It's beautiful snorkeling down
plan.
There. That's,
take her down to Penna Camp,
yep,
where
see
she can see everything and realize it's not Boston where the water's all murky.
Yeah, and there's sharks here. You'll see barracuda down here.
Yeah.
You know, the big black guy and the big teeth looking at you.
Yep.
See you later. I can identify.
Penna Camp is like jumping in an aquarium.
I went and got dive certified, had all the equipment, everything. Got certified, never used it again. Sold it.
Well, might have had something to do with your dive, buddy.
Sure, it had a lot to do with that. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John Gibbs from Fort Collins.
Hey, buddy. You're at Fort Collins right now?
Fort Collins, Colorado. You guys actually gave me a stick pin.
Anywhere near Fountain?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody from Fountain.
So, the one thing I always wanted, and it was the most expensive thing I ever purchased, and it just sat there and did nothing, my ex-wife.
Yep. Is it snowing there?
It was last weekend, but it's like 91 today.
That's insane.
Yep. Yep. I also had a Corvette that sat around a lot, too. I had, well, it sat in my driveway and sat at the repair shop a lot. I had that Corvette.
Well, because you had to constantly fill the gas tank.
Because it was leaking.
Boy, this thing is a gas guzzler.
I bought that thing. I put 800 miles on it and sold it. It's still...
That's a euphemism. You threw it away.
Yeah, well, I did throw it away. 800 miles. I got time for maybe one or two more here. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah.
Hey, ahoy, gentlemen. What's going on?
Good. You want to answer our question of the week?
Yeah, you know, I used to take my daughter all the time to these arcades and everything, and we'd play air hockey.
So we decided
we're going to get this air hockey game, and instead of paying a couple $100 like I probably should have done, I went out and I bought this $1,000 air hockey game because it was the coolest thing going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We played about 4 or 5 days, and now it just sits there.
Yeah. It's a place to you can set stuff on it.
Yeah, you can. It makes a great counter, you know, especially if you have friends over and you have a buffet.
Yep.
just put stuff right on there.
Throw a cloth over it.
Yep.
You can put stuff on it.
If you would like to answer...
Just like I found that, you know, I've dealt with a lot of women over the course of my lifetime,
yeah.
And I've learned from them that a treadmill is an excellent clothes hanger.
Yep, you can hang shirts and drape your trousers
over. For the whole week's laundry.
Yep, right there on the treadmill. Yeah, that and exercise bikes.
Yep.
If you'd like to answer our question of the week, a lot of people are texting their answers. I can't read them all. You got to email us. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. What is something you always wanted? Got to have. Must have it. But once you got it, you never used it. Mark Haney and the News is next. We're Stan and Haney.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida.
Oh, shucks.
Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the News coming up here in just a second. 6 o'clock, it'll be Al Beck taking you through your evening. Haney, I got to pass this along to you. I heard about it over the weekend. It wasn't officially announced until a couple of days ago. But one of the most infamous people in the world, and somebody that was a guest on our show.
Yeah, I did hear about it.
Murph the Surf. Passed away. This guy was, and you're saying, oh, was it a local thing? Let's just put it this way. Every major newspaper had headlines.
He was world famous at one point.
He was a champion surfer in the 60s. He was also the mastermind of the Museum of Natural History's theft in New York City of the Star of India,
it's a big rock.
Gem that is about the size of a golf ball. He and his cronies went in there and did one of the biggest jewel heists in history, stealing the Star of India and other gems. After that, he was in Florida, got convicted of murder, went to prison, and after serving 20-some-odd years in prison, came out a changed man. He became a preacher and a man of God. And one of our dear friends, his name is Greg Phillips. Both Haney and I worked with him in our early days in radio.
One of the greatest people I've ever known.
Was friends because Greg became a preacher, one of the best magicians around as well. But the two of them became so close. And I contacted Greg one day and I said, any chance you can get the legendary Murph the Surf on with us? And he made it happen. Jack Murphy was 83 years old. Movies have been made about him.
Yeah, you talk about a colorful life.
Look him up, because he was amazing, both on the positive and negative.
Yeah, tended to go to extremes.
I guess the word that he was known for, infamous. Guy was a one hell of an athlete, champion surfer, jewel thief, murderer, preacher. An unbelievable life.
You know, something I saw that I meant to bring up to you that blew my mind as far as the times we're living in, and radio in particular. Did you hear about the guy in Chicago?
Which one? I mean, I hear a lot about Chicago, but tell me one in particular, and I'll tell you if I
can't remember his name. I wasn't familiar with him, but evidently he's been doing sports radio in Chicago for 30 years.
Yes, and the sideline reporter.
ESPN sideline reporter wore a ridiculous outfit.
Well, it was the all-white look that they showed a picture.
It was like leather or something.
Was it?
It was like black leather.
Oh, then I was looking at the wrong one. She dressed interestingly,
provocatively
all the time.
And all this guy did, and it wasn't what he said on the air, it's what he said on Twitter.
Yep.
Which is why you won't see me say a word. All the guy said was something to the effect of, you know, showed her picture and said, is this ESPN sideline reporter dressed for the game or the AVN Awards?
The adult
that
video.
Ended his career.
Yeah. He had to step down. And he tweeted it, I think.
Yeah. That ended his career.
Yeah.
He is not allowed to have an opinion about that.
No.
And the company came out and talked about how wrong he was. And that's ridiculous.
Of course it is. It's happening every day now.
That is not a fireable offense.
No. No. We're in a different world now.
Because when I saw that, I thought, man, he must have done something. Let's see.
Nope.
That's it.
We're not I only look at our tenure. We're not 1993 anymore. We're not.
No, but I'd like us to be in 1997, 98.
That'd be nice.
I don't want to be in 93.
Me neither.
But 97, 98, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Fort Myers, crash, Panther Lane, and Cypress Lake Drive. Fort Myers, crash, 4500 block of Palm Beach Boulevard, right by the post office. Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway and Commerce Lakes Drive. And in Lehigh Acres, crash, Sunshine Boulevard South and 8th Street Southwest. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, September 17th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. Okay. You know, it's very easy to dismiss things as a conspiracy theory. When things are labeled a conspiracy theory, it generally means they don't want you looking into it any further.
True.
But you can't change the facts. I'm sure many people were mocked for trying to warn people about this, and they were called conspiracy theorists. But it doesn't change the fact that the man who invented cotton candy was, in fact, a dentist.
Yep, dentist.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah. Yeah. Try to drum up business?
No, that's insane, Stan. He just happened to be a dentist. Yeah. Eleanor Roosevelt.
The first lady who really got on everybody's nerves.
She and the president didn't see eye to eye sexually.
For decades.
Eleanor Roosevelt refused to allow a Secret Service member to travel with her when she was first lady.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that?
Didn't want the secrets revealed. She had a traveling companion who lived in the White House a couple of doors down.
But she can't tell the Secret Service that's the reason.
No.
She told them she didn't need them.
Right.
She carried a pistol in her purse at all times.
Yep. And that wasn't just for people trying to hurt her. That was for the president as well. Him and she and her husband, FDR, they didn't get along.
Yeah, they were the Bill and Hillary of their time.
Yes, they were. He died in Warm Springs, Georgia, with his mistress / secretary. She had to put the call to Eleanor. I'm here with him. He's passed. And she said to her companion, female, go to your room. I got to go down to Georgia.
And then said to the mistress, I love you like a daughter. Go to your mother's house, and we'll make sure you get a check.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to leave Junior out of this segment. You may have a guess here, Stan, but it's not really in your wheelhouse.
Probably doesn't matter what I have to say. Sounds like this is something that Junior needs to answer.
Either one of you can answer. What do you suppose the best selling video game in history is?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Talk about things that I never use. I've got wrapped up video games that I've never broken the seal on.
It's got to be something in the Call of Duty franchise. I'm going to go with Black Ops 2. Is it a specific one? Or like a series?
It's a specific one.
I'll go with Black Ops 2.
Minecraft.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Roughly 200 million copies sold. That's interesting that you say that, Stan, that you have them with the wrappers on.
Still on them.
Were these birthday and Christmas gifts?
One or two, maybe.
Why wouldn't you just tell me that you didn't care for that?
Maybe. I'm going to check. I'll look. And if you gave them to me, they're brand new. They're dated. They're for like... You know, the Xbox 360 or something.
But, you know, those are pretty expensive. And if you didn't like it, you could have told me you didn't like it.
I don't know if they're the ones that you got me. I don't know.
Well, I know I hooked you on Duke Nukem.
Yes.
Once I unlocked God mode, he loved it.
It was the greatest thing in the world.
What do we think about the nation of Turkey?
Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
I don't trust them.
I don't either.
Can you tell anything about a country by their national sport?
I think so.
Because they'll say that baseball is our national sport, but really football took that over years ago.
And I would think Turkey, you know, over there, it's probably soccer.
No.
What is it?
The official national sport of Turkey is Greece wrestling.
Greece?
Not like the country, like the substance.
Greece.
Greece wrestling.
Very greasy.
Now,
well, there they are, all greased up.
You may wonder, well, what is that? Well, that's when two shirtless gentlemen cover themselves in olive oil and frolic about.
Okay.
The match is won by pinning their opponent or lifting him up and carrying him three steps.
You know, and he's all slickery.
Mm-hmm. See how the one man, they have their hands down the other gentleman's pants.
See, that's to get a grip.
Thumbs down, Turkey. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
If you've seen the recent spike in gold prices and are thinking of selling gold jewelry you don't wear any longer, listen how to receive a minimum of 85% of your gold's current value from our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District.
After years of providing the largest selection of diamonds at the most competitive prices in the world, we have also developed a reputation for paying the highest prices for your gold and diamond jewelry that you are selling.
There is no mystery in selling your jewelry when you deal with the Diamond District. Our buyers are skilled at evaluating the quality of your jewelry. They're transparent and we'll share with you exactly what you have. If you are selling diamonds, one of our GIA graduate gemologists will be involved as well.
If you're wanting to deal with a reputable jeweler who has a long-standing reputation in the community, visit us at the Diamond District. We're straightforward and will pay you a minimum of 85% of your gold's current value and oftentimes 100% if you are trading it in for new jewelry or if we can turn around and sell it in our estate jewelry department.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today. Good news here, Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, the old home week in the hallway.
Yeah, what's going on? What's our producer doing? You go out there and don't be rude. Just shh, 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 shh. Unless it's a Beasley.
And then bow and return.
Yes.
Thank you, Stan. Thank Did you, I say Haney. Bill?
Yeah.
You know, when our nation's universities aren't busy poisoning the minds of our youths, they tend to conduct useless studies. According to a new study out of the University of Kansas, go Jayhawks, they have determined that there is a specific thing as a flirting face that women make.
Really?
Lot of brain power.
Let's delve deeper.
And shockingly, Stan, researchers found that virtually every man is already aware of this.
Yeah.
Here's how you can spot the flirting face. The lady's head is turned to one side and tilted down ever so slightly.
It's cocked and tilted.
A slight smile. And eyes locked in on that hunk of meat she wants so bad. Shockingly, they say ladies may not even be aware they're doing this.
Right.
But they do warn you, ladies, even if you don't know you're doing it, the man does.
Yep.
And I wonder how much that cost.
Oh, that was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars of grant money and money that could have been used for better purposes.
Next week is the sky blue.
Mm.
This is an interesting survey. I will warn you, it is from the United Kingdom. It involved 2,000 people. And it asked kind of a strange question. It's about food, specifically food you can get from the grocery store.
All right.
And they ask people, what kind of food would you consider to be risky edgy, adventurous.
I think I said in the headlines, eggplant.
Should I do ascending or descending?
Go from like 10 to number one or whatever it starts at, because you save the number one answer for last.
That's true. I always defer to the game show host.
Yep, going into the lesser ones, and then we get to the real, you know, edgy ones.
So when someone's living on the edge, feeling like a daredevil.
Yeah, I'll also throw in a veal cutlet.
At number 10.
Yes.
Ooh, avocado. Ooh. What's that? Number 9, Junior knows this. Ooh, an olive.
Ooh, olive.
Edgy.
Yeah.
Number 8, eggplant.
I knew it. I knew it.
Number 7, tofu.
Thank you, no. Edgy.
Ooh, that's exotic.
Yeah.
Number 6, quinoa.
Pardon?
Quinoa.
What?
That's how it was pronounced when I hit the button on the internet. Quinoa.
What is it?
I don't know, but when you get it, you have to mix water and whip it up.
Thank you, no.
Do you mean quinoa?
Oh!
Is that what it is, quinoa?
How exotic.
Quinoa. Exotic. What is that?
I don't even really know how to describe it. It's like they're like tiny little beans, aren't they? It's like similar to rice.
But it ain't rice.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
But you know how to pronounce it.
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Yeah, at that restaurant I used to work at, it was in a bag. Yeah, put it in the microwave.
Right, put it in the microwave.
But Junior, wasn't everything in a bag that you put in the microwave?
Yeah, everything.
Okay. Number 5. Now we're getting up to the really dangerous ones.
Edgy.
Ooh, I don't know if I should. Exotic. I better not tell anybody, but I'm buying some blue cheese.
Ooh.
Now we're getting just sick.
Yeah, we're getting deep into it now.
Number 4, hot sauce. That'll really get them. Number 3, oh my God, don't tell my mom, but I'm buying some anchovies.
And he always has them on a pizza.
Love them. There's a reason that they put anchovies on pizza.
Yeah, salt it up.
Number 2, calamari.
What is it with these people?
And number 1?
Yeah, what was the number 1 edgy, daring, kind of risky?
Oh, I know I shouldn't. I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy an oyster.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. Daredevils.
Edgy.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, 3 people robbed a house in Chico, California at approximately 3 a.m. on Monday, and they were pretty pleased with themselves, and they decided to celebrate and swing by the good old 24-hour donut shop to congratulate one another.
Right on.
Well, you know who else is at the 24-hour donut shop at 3 a.m.?
I got a guess.
Would you care to share with the class?
The coppers, the police, the fuzz.
Let's just say there was more than one officer at the establishment.
At the old donut shop.
And they couldn't help but notice the drug paraphernalia that fell out of one of the woman's pockets as she got out of the car.
Probably like a glass pipe.
Cops went outside to search them, and another person in their party had what's known as a semi-automatic handgun tucked into his waistband. And as they were in the middle of searching the car, the call came in reporting the robbery. Based on their search of the vehicle and of the individuals, they were able to connect it to the three people at the donut shop and arrested 25-year-old Shayla Robbins Bailey.
There she is. Look at these idiots.
Shayla Robbins Bailey.
Yeah.
32-year-old Matthew Considine. And 25-year-old Joseph Lawrence on several charges of buggery.
Jeez, look at the three of them.
Yeah, you guys are aces.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, September 17th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Idiots.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
How many times do we have to say it? Don't take things that don't belong to
simple.
You.
We'll be back.
Shame!
Yeah. Oh,
shame!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shame!
Stan and Haney, 96 KROQ.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Yep.
Stan and Haney, 96 KROQ.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Thursday afternoon with us. It's greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Don't we all love Al Beck? Our newest addition to the K-Rock staff, Al Beck. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Okay, let's start in Fort Myers. Crash. 6 Mile Cypress Parkway and Tamiami Trail. Then we have traffic control. Bonita Springs. I-75 northbound at mile marker 120. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I feel like I'm beyond the nice day now. Of course, people still want me to have one. Everybody wants me to have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would you give me my change, please?
That's the trouble with have a nice day. It puts all the pressure on you. Now you've got to go out and somehow manage to have a good time. All because of some loose-lipped cashier.
Have a nice day.
Maybe I don't feel like having a nice day. Maybe, just maybe, I've had 63 nice days in a row. And by God, I'm ready for a crappy day. Let someone wish me a crappy day. I never hear that. Have a crappy day. That's no problem at all. All you have to do is get up some mornings. There's no planning involved.
The great George Carlin. We're the Stan and Haney Show. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show, Broadway Joe and his NFL picks. We leave you this afternoon with this. What is something, man, you had to have it. You had. And I said, the example I used, man, we're going to get out of this locked-in state. We're going to move to Florida. We'll be able to go to the beach every day. Yeah, you don't go.
No.
And it could be something like that. It could be, hey, you know what? We're going to go and invest in a timeshare out in Las Vegas. We can go same month every year, and we've never gone. Or it can be a material thing in your house. What is something you've always wanted? Man, I'm going to get one of those someday. Once you got it, sat there. You never used it. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, who's this?
Yes. Patrick Laker.
Patrick, what is something that you always wanted, but once you got it, you never used it?
Well, this is kind of about my woman. She begged me for 2 to 3 years for an Instapot. Says she's going to have all this stuff that she's going to make in it.
Yeah.
And then I finally buy it, and it's been used one time. For the rest of the time. And it, same thing with the mixers.
Yeah. Yep.
You're hitting the sore spot with kitchen gadgets.
Yep. I mean, I'm a sucker for kitchen gadgets.
How's that Instapot?
I use that Instapot.
You still do?
Still do. It makes the best rice. If you want a side dish, seasoned rice, white rice with Chinese food.
What about jasmine?
It makes the best rice. I use slow cooker. I use the pressure cooker. I use the Opti grill. There was one that I was...
How's your counter space?
Taken up. You had to buy a special rolling shelf thing to put everything on.
I'm just going to warn you. Christmas is coming.
What was the thing, and I can't remember the name of it, that had the yellow dome that you'd go and you could cook a turkey in there?
The rotisserie grill?
No. And it was like you added another ring and it would cook everything.
Was it a Ron Popeil product?
No. And it would cook a turkey in half.
Grillery.
No. It was a horrible purchase. And it just sat there.
But you had to have it.
I used it once. Had to have it. I said, think of the great meals you can cook all in one. It was just a nightmare. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jake.
Jake, what is something you always wanted? I'm going to get me one of those one day. You got it, and it just sat there.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with what a George Balabushka two-piece custom pool stick was.
Oh, well, evidently, it's one of the high-end pool sticks.
Well, if you remember right in The Color of Money, when Paul Newman told Tom Cruise, don't bring the Balabushka.
So it's a high-end stick.
Oh, my God. $3,000.
And you use it much?
about a week.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's why I talked myself out of getting a pinball machine.
Yeah, I mean, there was a place at the Edison Mall that has the pinball machines all refurbished, all sitting there. I want one so bad, but I hear they break down. It's a hell to get them fixed. There's the pool. That's a nice stick, by the way.
Yeah, well, even when they were all over the arcades, they had to have people come in and do regular maintenance
time.
On them.
Yeah, they're all the transistors and soldering and all that stuff, the lights and bumpers and, yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie, what is something you always wanted? You got to have it. You finally got it, and it just sat there.
One of those things that I really wanted, I thought, was a jet ski.
Oh, yeah, jet ski.
They're fun.
Yes. They're fun, boy. You put that on the back, you bring it down to the beach or the river and have fun.
Oh, sure, it's kind of a pain in the ass having to, you know, mess with the trailer and all that. But once you're on the water,
it's going to be great.
Yeah, but I'm a motorcycle rider, and everybody was like, you got to get a jet ski. You got to get a jet ski. And, I'll take my chopper over a jet ski any day, and we have it for sale.
There is something to be said, whether it's a jet ski, a motorcycle. I don't think a motor. I'm going to leave motor. But a jet ski, some kind of, you know, boat. Renting is better. You want to ride a jet ski, they got them down at the beach, or you make some kind of arrangement. Do that. Don't own it.
And it's also, there are so many more people here now. It's like, to have a boat or a jet ski on a trailer, if you go back 30 or 40 years, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
It's worth the pain in the ass of getting it in and out of the water.
You got to launch it in there.
But now, where you got to just wait to find a parking spot.
Yep.
And
blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.